You're listening to KTAHLP Radio Tacoma. I am Mrs. Smith. You're listening to Passions with Details. And today, you guys, we have a very special guest, AWAX 1 Million. See, last week we played his song and he came back to give us some education on his music and what he has done so far in the community and what he's doing thereafter. AWAX.
How you doing?
Welcome. I'm excited. So let us know about how'd you come up with The Greatest. It's a popular song. And, you know, at my school, The Evergreen, they're fascinated by it. People in the community that I share the song with, fascinated about it. So tell us the rundown.
Oh, yeah. The Greats was pretty much to simplify it. It encounters like all the greats that were taken away from us. Because, you know, in the poverty where I come from, you know how it is in the urban neighborhood, the hilltop community, about, you know, like crack being dumped on us in like the 60s and the 80s. And now with this epidemic, you know, the opiates. So they took in a lot of legends away from us. So I just made this song an inspiration to them. And really to give back to like the youth in the community and let it be known that even though that we going through hard times, you can still prosper through anything. So yeah, The Greats is resonates with pretty much that.
I like that idea. I know there's been many passings with, you know, drug overdose here in the city. And for this young man to sit next to me, let's be clear, next to me, and grace me with his presence and his music and letting everybody know that you can overcome anything and put your mind to it. So what else are you doing? Let us know about, I know you had a clothing line.
Yeah, I got a clothing line. It's called, it's a business. It takes care of like merch, mm-hmm. artwork, mm-hmm. and music. And it's called EYI, Expand Your Imagination. And also, I got SYSD, because like I said, where we come from, you know, we were taught wrong. So it's like SYSD is the acronym for So Young, So Dumb. Mm-hmm. And yeah, a lot of people around here, whenever they're young, it's like we fall into the illusions and manipulations around the area because we're not expanding our mind, you know, and anything that you put your mind to, you can pretty much do. So yeah, that's what it's called. Expand Your Imagination.
Right. Where can we find it if we were to look for it?
On Instagram. Right now I got it set up on Instagram, on IG. Check that out. It's called expand_your_imagination_. And right now I just got for the merch, hats and a couple of sweaters.
Yeah, so it's getting pretty chilly out there. And you guys, I can agree with Mr. AWAX 1 million. A lot of people are not looking towards the future. They're looking at what you see is what you get. And it's what we're seeing is not what we're getting, but we can go ahead and try to revamp our society and make it a positive and bring it on back. So I love that, especially coming from a stellar black man. You know, we need a lot of you guys out here doing what's great in the community. I know you have more songs for us. What's the next song you want us to share?
Yeah, I got plenty of songs right now. I would like some of these songs you guys really can't play because they probably got some profanity in it, you know. And, you know, to keep it kid friendly, I would I would suggest, like, there's a song that I got. It's called Amazing. And I also do have a song that I dedicated to Tacoma. It doesn't have any profanity in that. Yeah. So we can play Tacoma.
Yeah, we can play Tacoma. You know, we'll let you guys listen to that and get some feedback. Bump it in your cars, wherever you roll into early in the morning. Something positive, something about our community. And you guys be on the lookout, because I'm looking for motivators, more musicians. I got a couple events coming up, June, July, and August, and we're going to set the town right. So I know you guys heard of Summer Jam. We're trying to get a little bit of Tacoma Jam up here. So stay tuned for that. I know, Mr. AWAX, you're going to come back and bless us with your presence again, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And really just go ahead and play Styles, because I forgot to mention I'm dropping all this new music here shortly. So it's not on the platform. Tacoma's not on all the platforms. So just, yeah, play Styles.
Play Styles?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can go to every platform. You can go to YouTube, type in A/WAX1 as the number, and then million should pop up as the artist that you're looking for, and you'll be able to stroll, and you can find my music on there. Or you can go to Spotify, Apple Music, and type that in, and you can also find my music on there.
So the same Spotify is as YouTube. The same information is listed underneath YouTube to find in Spotify and Apple Music as well, you guys. So go ahead and listen to the kid friendly and listen to the ones that you guys will enjoy listening to. I also want to touch back the background of you as a whole.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm born and raised in Tacoma, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
On the hilltop, Mary Bridge. I got a huge, huge family. My mom had 11 children, 8 boys, 3 girls, raised single parent household.
Mm-hmm.
You know, struggling. On my dad's side, mm-hmm. I used to stay with my auntie for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing, you know, the drugs and my auntie used to use. Right now, she's resting in peace. I had a little hiccup in the streets about 2 times and shared 10 years of my life in the penitentiary. Now that I'm back.
Now that you're back, you're making changes. You're making moves. You're being an inspiration to others.
Yeah, I sure am. I'm trying to help out the community where I live and inspire, as well as deliver this message for the youth, the adults, people in my generation, you know, because it's saturated around here in this world that we live. I want to make sure that my voice is like the greats, you know, and it represents an outlet for anybody that's trying to move in a form of success and joy, love, and, you know, keep it humble all at the same time. I don't want to be headstrong like a lot that's going on out here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Must appreciate it. Must appreciate it. I definitely thank you so much for taking the time out. And for you guys don't know, he is my eldest brother, one of them. And I learned from the best. He is one of the greats. For school and anything that I put my mind to it, he always tells me, good morning, beautiful. How you doing, beautiful? Keep your head strong. And I wouldn't have came this far if I didn't have somebody behind my back motivating me the way that he is talented to do. So I do appreciate everything that we've been through and that you are, you know, guiding me. He's like my left-hand man. So you guys, we are going to listen to the Styles and enjoy.
Yeah, get that joint on, Styles. Check me out.
me in, Scotty. Let's make this a night to remember. Ride, check out the stars for the weather. If it ain't perfect, it's whatever. My time with you, cherish it forever. You hear now, things gotten better. Don't act up impulse, be clever. I'm your man, you my lady, no vendetta. The way I spit, I put this shit together. This is not for no beginners. Bottle of rosé, skip the dinner. Don't come too close, you can hinder. Shootouts every night in the winter. I knew they couldn't f*** the flow, Way back then they were saying I'm pro, Comment in the O's, what I get for the show. And it seems like I'm known everywhere that I go. Yo, spent several nights in the trap house. Made over 30 and never backed out. Addicted to money and all the fast routes. Stash house, playing with my money, get you tapped out. I'm on the higher upper echelon. You alleviated the plan to me, you dropped the baton. This is far and beyond, every last thing you be on. Shorty say she a 10, shorty really know she a 1. Hey! Let's make this a night to remember. Ride, check out the stars for the weather. If it ain't perfect, it's whatever. My time with you, cherish it forever. You hear now, days gotten better. Don't act off impulse, be clever. I'm your man, you my lady, no vendetta. The way I spit, I put this shit together. This is not for no beginners. Bottle of rosé, skip the dinner. Don't come too close, you can hinder. Shootouts every night in the winter.
It's been a pleasure, you guys. I am Mrs. Smith, and you are listening to Passions with Details on KTAHLP 101.9 FM Radio, Tacoma. You're listening to KTAHLP Radio, Tacoma. I am Mrs. Smith. And this is Passions with Detail. We have here Mr. Faraji B. So, Mr. Faraji, you are a yoga instructor.
I am.
Please enlighten us today. I want to know more.
I would love to embark upon enlightenment. And I think in my stewardship of yoga, all I'm really seeking to do for others is raise their awareness, self-awareness. So I invite us just to take a grounding breath and before we get started on this interview, and if you could take this invitation to feel your feet and your seat and your shoulders and your neck, and maybe you'll notice the distance between your ears and your shoulders and lengthen that distance as you exhale. Feel your heart and your ribs and your seat bones, your hips, and back to the feet. Inhaling and exhaling. Gratitude for that moment.
Ooh, I like it.
And that was just a moment, one breath.
Well, yeah, we need to do that every day.
Every day.
You know, I get a little bit tense, but I don't, you know, I have to work out my muscles and everything else because I'm always on the go, but I don't stop to enjoy the exhale and inhale relaxation.
I see it palpable in that one breath, and that's just a moment, a sip of the offering that I offer in Tacoma, in the community. Mm-hmm. I am a yoga instructor. You asked about that. And I call myself a yoga steward. I steward trauma-informed yoga. I don't teach it just yet, but that's the next journey. We can get there. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm just stewarding trauma-informed sessions for anybody that wants to come and be in community and be well, just for a moment.
So where are those sessions located at?
For Tacoma, it's always at Evergreen Tacoma Campus, right in the heart of the city.
Okay.
10:30 to noon on Saturdays. So folks can come. They don't have to register. They don't have to pay. Even if you don't have a mat, through the other work I do with Yoga Behind Bars, mm-hmm. I donated 20 mats to the college specifically that we'll have more access to yoga. And now the request for community is to donate blocks and blankets so that people can have that support also.
Yes, yes. That's a lot of that going around. We need donations for these type of organizations that are beneficial for the community. And I thank you. I applaud you because I have seen you around on Evergreen State College, and you're very, he's very analytical. Not to say like that. I mean, he's just a headstrong person that is soft-spoken, but I mean, when he speaks, you can hear him. It's calm.
Yeah. It's intentional. It's all vibrations. You know, I as you were looking for the words to describe my energy, because people forget my name all the time, and I'm fine with that. Right. And I always ask them, do you remember my energy?
Yeah.
And then they light up, and then I know I've done my seva, which is selfless service.
Mm-hmm.
I do it selflessly. Yeah, I get a lot of attention. Yeah, people are amazed by how they feel after a session with me. Okay. They feel very connected, but it's not me. Right. I remove the doership.
Oh.
Removing the doership allows me to be at selfless service, to not get anything for self, even though it may look like, oh, Faraji's known as the Black Yogi of Tacoma. Faraji's the poet. Faraji's this. So I'm just a human.
Right.
Channeling the source energy and then spreading that as many places as I can go without the expectation that I'm going to get something back
from it. Yeah.
I have to get back from me what's in my personal practice, not from individual situations, experiences, from my personal practice with self. So that's how infectious it is, because the self is the same self. If you look at what I have on my composition book here, it says see the same self in everyone.
Oh, that's a good one.
So if we could try to, I'm not perfect.
Nobody.
It's a practice. It's a yoga practice, not a yoga perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So as I practice, I feel this energy channeling through me. And then I'm able to articulate myself in different ways that resonate with the different ears. So when you were describing me, I got the frequency you were emitting.
Yeah.
And it was, he's vibrant. He's impactful.
Mm-hmm.
He lights up. He's effulgent. He's an optimist. He has an optimistic outlook. Right. He comes in a room and doesn't consume the space. He amplifies the space.
Sure do.
And that's the source. That's the self radiating through me. It's not me.
Listen,
I'll mess it up.
No. See, he has the gift of gab.
Oh,
OK.
Tacoma native.
So when I talk to people, I'm tensing up because I don't know what to say while he's in front of me. It's unusual, but.
And we can breathe again as we tense up, because I can feel that transfer of energy too. Yeah. And it's always coming back to that very next breath.
Yeah. So I know you're on Instagram.
I am on Instagram. What else am I on? LinkedIn.
I think you have
Facebook.
Your own page too. What is it?
It is Yife. For folks to follow my yoga journey specifically, it's Yife. And if you don't know already, I love playing with words. I love poetry. I love rhythmic expressions. Mm-hmm. And I love acronyms. So Yife stands for Yoga is for Everybody.
Ooh.
And it'll look different.
Ooh.
Because your legs are longer than mine. Yours may be shorter than mine, but hey, it's going to look different, but it's for everybody. Not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then the life part of it is living your fullest expression.
Oh, yeah.
You know what?
And that's at Instagram. At me at Instagram. Yife Life. That's my public page. I have many sides, but yes.
He would be a good show to put on with AUX 1 million.
Oh, yeah.
I think I just bumped into that brother.
That's my brother.
I just bumped into him. We remember each other from a past life. He was supposed to come up to yoga, give me one of his hats. So if you're listening, hey, I'm shouting you out. We exchanged number. I'm going to hit him after this.
Okay. Definitely. Yes, yes, yes.
And I would love to have a segment. I don't know how much I can commit to with my capacity as executive director of Yoga Behind Bars.
No, whatever.
Wellness director. But I would love to have a few part series maybe with him or you about conscious conversations.
Okay.
Intentional conversations.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we can do that.
For sure.
Yeah, the reason why I said it is because, like I said, how you just articulate your words and everything like that. My brother's just like that. And not to mention, he calms me down too.
Yeah, medicine.
He shows me because I'm a busy bee.
Yes.
And everybody, if you're listening, please do go ahead and look at his pages. I did. You will be excited. And calm and just enlightened. He has a lot to give to the community. And, you know, it's love. It's love here.
It's love here. That's what Bhakti stands for. I know you said, I don't want to butcher it. So, Faraji Bhakti, Bhakti stands for devotional love. And if everything is part and particle of the all, then if I could just choose love, my brain and my mind and my ego will get in the way. So when I feel like othering someone or feeling violent onslaughts on my black male body and then want to retaliate or reflect that back, I ask myself, what would love do? Ooh. Is that love? And then this let me let that vibrate itself, its frequency change on its own. I don't have to put any energy, I-N-N-E-R-G, into that situation because that will only amplify it. I am an amplifier. So if I feel harmed and I meet that at that same frequency, then I'm promoting harm. When I could put an I-N-O-U-S on it and become harmonious with the isness moving in the ethic of love.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why we say we need a lot of them around. A lot of them around. See, I bump into some positive young men, and it's more of that I want to see. I don't get to see much of any of that nowadays when you look around, and just being selective, like a lot of our color loves to be just around their own personal group. And don't like to expand, explore. You know, I'm out here trying. I climb trees, you know, and do something that is for the life we live in, like, I mean, the world we live in. More so of not doing too much of technology stuff because we forget the ambience of life and living freely and doing things that's positive, you know.
You're dropping so many gems in there that I've expounded upon on my journey. Like forgiving and forgetting. This life is forgiving, but we keep forgetting one and then doing something different around. If you want to know your future, look at your friends today.
Yeah.
Just look at your friends today. The friends and the circles that you spend the most time with today will give you a hindsight of what your foresight future will see.
Yeah.
Like if you want something different, it's going to feel awkward. It's going to feel challenging. Embrace that. Embracing your struggles instead of cutting the corners. I've cut many corners in my life. We haven't even talked about that. But those corners that I cut challenged and destabilized my longevity. Because on each corner that I cut was a lesson to build fortified and edified longevity practices. But instead, shroom, cut that corner. My friends were doing it, and I ended up in prison. 20-year sentence, right out of Tacoma, Washington. Next month, on the 23rd, I've been home for 3 years, which seems like the longest 3 years in my brain, the fastest 3 years in my body. And people are like, wow, look at what you accomplished. And I said, am I breathing?
Yeah.
Am I resting?
Yeah.
I'm doing all this work, selfless service, right? But where is the pour back for me? I started feeling time impoverished.
Mm.
Time impoverished. I'm having more of my hierarchical needs met right now than ever in my life. But my time is seeming like it's dwindling. How do we get back in the trees and climb? How we go back down on the waterfront and longboard?
Yeah.
When do we just go out and look at the stars?
You know what? That's the only time in Texas that I saw stars. I'm be honest. When I went to Texas, I was like in the gaze because I love, you know, just looking at the stars and the comets and stuff. I'm one of them. But coming here, coming back home, I would say, because I'm from here, you can't do stuff like lay in the backyard and just look up. Mm-hmm. Silence.
Yeah.
You know, I've never been camping, but I want to go.
Yeah.
But I don't like bugs, but I will tolerate it with some bug spray.
You should come to my retreat. Uh-huh. They have cabins, and the bugs won't be too vicious. They won't. I've been out there more times than the average person, thanks to my yoga teacher, Sarah Joy, out of Portland, Oregon.
Oh.
And the retreat that I'm speaking about is in Brighton Bush, Oregon, hot springs on the side of a mountain. Your phone will not be working. You can take pictures. They have hot springs. They have all organic, organic vegan food that's Ooh. Provided for you 3 times a day. There's a river. There's yurts. There's trails. I'm going to be teaching yoga. My business partner will be bringing in Reiki. So it's September 5th through 8th.
Mm.
And if you look up on Brighton Bush website, they should be publishing my retreat in the next, it could be happening this minute or within the next week.
Okay.
And so it'll be on there. You'll see Faraji Bhakti. And yeah, we're doing it. I'm trying to do it for my community. I actually put in a grant so that the cost is actually pretty decent based on what retreats are. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to make sure that my community can come without any hardships. Like, let me pay their whole retreat fee, and they just get there. Because it's 4.5 hours from Tacoma driving, and it's worth it. I've been there 5 times in 3 years.
What about, you said you're putting on a retreat, right? We can do radio there. I mean, it can be recorded.
Yeah.
It can be recorded.
Yeah. And then I bring it back.
Uh-huh. Oh, that would be great. Mm. Yeah.
And some testimonials of your experience and with the hot spring. And then you're talking about looking at stars. Look at these truth bumps come on my arms. The one time I was there, oh my goodness.
What happened?
Just pulling it back. I get truth bumps when my spirit gets to vibrating faster.
Don't scare me now. What happened out there?
No. Oh, okay. So we were dancing. There was a femme DJ. We were doing kind of a static dance, but not really. We were just dancing to whatever they were playing on the front lawn. So everybody's focused at the DJ.
Okay.
She's controlling the crowd. I start seeing oneness. So I start doing a dance around the whole circle of people. When I finished the dance, I looked up and I seen the most stars I've ever seen in my life. Ever, ever. And I've been out of the city where you can see light or the stars pretty well. I look up and I'm like, are we down here bringing in so much energy and so much light and love that the stars are gathering up above us. Wow. I'm tripping. And then when I got home, got off the mountain, got back into Wi-Fi service and stuff, it said the Milky Way was going over us at that time.
Wow.
So I had never been outside in nature and looked up and the Milky Way was in that region of the earth. Mm-hmm. It was. And if you can go there through August 10th through 13th, that's when my retreat was last year.
Oh.
Didn't know it was a special time in the sky.
Wow.
Through that weekend, there's over 1,500 comets that go through the sky.
Mm.
Look, she knows. And then I'm on the mountain, so I'm looking up like, oh.
I wish I would have saw that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
It's coming your way.
I love looking at stars. Anyway.
Anyway, yes. Let me stop taking over the show.
No, because you're perfectly fine because you're giving us that ump that we need right now today.
Come on.
Especially on a Friday.
Come on.
But no, I thank you for inviting me. And I also, you know, want to know when, I think you said something in September about the information.
For the retreat?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, September 5th through 8th.
And you said on what site?
You can just go to brightonbush.org. You can Google Brighton and Bush. Let me spell that for the folks.
Yes.
B-R-E-I-T-E-N-B-U-S-H.
Okay.
It's not, it sounds like bright, but it's B-R-E-I-T-E-N.
Okay.
Brighton Bush Hot Springs Retreat Center.
Okay.
And I claim for you, sister, because I am a claiming individual. I claim that you will, once you get an experience of Brighton Bush, you will go up there through that second week of August, August about 9th through 13th, and you'll be able to sit in a hot spring and look up and watch comets and stars that you've never seen right from a hot spring in the middle of the night, 11 p.m. You'll just be out
11:11.
Yeah.
Ain't that when you make a wish?
Hey, that's when you have two doors to go through.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you came today. I also wanted to touch bases on some resources I found. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I see them.
Yes. MDC Trios has an event going on for Thursday, June 27th, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Food will be provided. Unlock your potential GED support and guidance night. Mm-hmm. They also have another one on Thursday, July 25th, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. as well with food provided. Please do not miss it. It's going to be at Tacoma Community House, 1314 South L Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98405.
Mm, and they're feeding you.
Yes. Save the date, you guys, because they also have a community resource fair. Oh, this is at the Evergreen State College, 1210 6th Ave, Tacoma, Washington, 98405, on a Friday, July 19th, 2024. From 3 to 6 p.m., educational and employment resources will be there with workshops from MDC Resources, assistance with college planning, and much more. Food will be provided.
Mm.
So?
I love it. I love it when they feed people.
I do, because I love to cook.
They bring us together.
You know what? I did cook for my daughter's teacher and the principal. Mm-hmm. And I made that at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Guess what it was?
Eggs? I don't know.
I made dinner.
Oh, dinner. Okay.
So it was actually some fried salmon with some mango.
Wow.
Peppers.
Oh, fancy.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I did that. That go on top of the fish. And then I had, so I sauteed it with some olive oil. And I had some lime juice in there. Sauteed that and put it right on there. Made some homemade tartar sauce. Also made some fried chicken with some homemade French fries coated in, you know, flour. And I took that up there. So they had a field day.
Oh,
I mean, everybody was like, that smell.
That smell.
Yeah.
I'm hungry now. And I just ate. Yeah.
Yeah, no. You know, women out there, you guys, that's how you get a man. No, you start cooking. So it's been good. You guys have been listening to Radio 101.9. I am Mrs. Smith. This is Passions with Details. Come again next time.